If you think your problem is food, you're wrong. In this episode, I'll show you why numbing, not eating, is what's keeping your arms soft and your body stuck.
You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, arm coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 87. I want to dig into the topic of numbing today, but before we go there, I've got something big for you. My brand new course, How to Eat Like a Naturally Toned Woman, is officially live. This isn't another diet plan, calorie chart, or just say no program. Those are the lazy answers the fitness industry has been handing women for decades, and they're failing you. This course is about rewiring how you think, eat, and move so that toned arms and a strong body become automatic, not something you're fighting for every single day. If you're tired of the noise, the willpower hacks, the endless try harder messaging, then this is your wake-up call. You'll learn how to stop overeating without obsession, stop numbing with food, and finally feel at peace in your body. Now, let me tell you a story. Yesterday morning, I was out walking my neighborhood trail. It was one of those crisp mornings where the air smells clean and the sun cuts through the trees just right. And as I passed a group of women power walking together, I overheard them talking. One of them laughed and said, "I just eat at night so I don't have to feel so stressed." And it hit me. That's numbing. Not wine, not Netflix, food. Those little treats at night, the handful of pretzels, the ice cream bowls, you think it's comfort, but it's actually disconnecting you from yourself. And the wild part, that same morning, I had just talked with a client who told me she feels like she's living two lives. The one during the day where she's being good, and the one at night where she's secretly eating in front of the pantry. That contrast, it's jarring. Right? It's painful. And it's exactly why I'm teaching you this work. So where did that think, feel, act cycle take me on that trail? Let's be real. It's the same place it takes most of you when you're trying to eat like a good girl all day and then crash at night. You think, something's wrong. I'm stressed. I deserve this. You feel anxious or deprived, and out of that anxiety, you scramble straight into the pantry, pretzels, chips, cookies, and you tell yourself it's self-care, but it isn't. It's numbing. Here's the uncomfortable truth no diet book wants to say out loud. Your negative emotions are not a problem to fix with food. Stress, loneliness, boredom, these aren't emergencies. But women over 50 have been sold this lie that if you ever feel anything other than happy, calm, or balanced, something has gone terribly wrong. That's diet culture's favorite manipulation tactic. Sell you comfort food as permission, and then sell you a new diet when you gain weight. Human beings are supposed to feel the entire spectrum: joy, calm, stress, sadness, frustration. You literally need contrast. Without stress, you wouldn't know what calm even felt like. Without sadness, joy would be flat. Without hunger, satisfaction wouldn't exist. But here's where it gets tricky. Every time you use food to cover up an emotion, you're stealing the depth out of your own life. You're flattening it. You're trading technicolor for beige. You don't even get to know what true joy feels like because you won't let yourself feel the sadness. So the next time your brain tells you, "I'm stressed, I need a snack," try shifting the thought. Instead of "something's wrong," practice, "I'm stressed, And that's okay. I don't need to fix it with food. That tiny shift is the difference between living in reaction mode and actually stepping into the identity of a naturally toned woman. So listen, most of us don't know what to do with negative emotions, right? So we numb. I used to be the queen of this. Stressful day, grab something sweet. Lonely night, pretzels and Netflix. Feeling like I wasn't enough, suddenly there's an empty ice cream carton on the counter. I wasn't eating because I was hungry. I was eating because I wanted to escape myself for a minute. That's what numbing is. It's the take the edge off snack. It's the late night pantry raid when you're not even hungry. It's filling your day so full of busy work, you don't have a spare second to think about what you're actually feeling. And listen, numbing works for about 10 minutes, but then you're left with the same stress, the same loneliness, the same thoughts that drove you there, right? Plus now you're bloated and beating yourself up, double whammy. And don't even get me started on how society cheers you on for it. They package it as self-care. They sell you candles and wine glasses that say, "Mama needs a drink," or "treat yourself." Cute, right? Except it keeps you stuck in this loop where the only way you know how to handle an emotion is by eating it, drinking it, or distracting yourself from it. And here's the kicker. Food was never the problem. Your arms aren't soft because of bread. Your body isn't stuck because of carbs. It's because you've been taught to buffer every uncomfortable emotion instead of learning how to ride it out. That's the real issue. And until you figure it out, no diet, no detox, no workout plan will ever stick. When I first stumbled on Brené Brown's work, I remember reading a passage that stopped me cold. She talked about how it wasn't just the obvious stuff, alcohol, cigarettes, that got out of hand. It was banana bread, chips and queso, staying busy, worrying, perfectionism. Basically, anything that could dull the edge of vulnerability. And I thought, holy crap, that's me. Maybe you've had that same lightning bolt moment. You tell yourself food is the problem, but deep down, it's not just food. It's scrolling your phone when you should be sleeping. It's overscheduling your calendar so you don't have to sit with your own thoughts. It's treating yourself every night because you've been good all day. Here's the thing nobody says out loud. When you take away one numbing habit, without learning the real skill, how to feel your feelings, you'll just swap it for another. That's why diets don't work. You white knuckle your way through no sugar, no bread, no whatever, and suddenly you're binging Netflix, over-exercising, or hiding in the pantry with pretzels. Different flavor, same problem. But look, your brain isn't evil. It's just trying to protect you. It's trying to turn down the volume on discomfort. But here's the brutal truth. Every time you numb, you're building a body and a life you don't actually want. And until you see that connection, that the late night snacking, the endless busy work, the emotional eating, it's all the same loop, you'll keep wondering why nothing sticks. When I finally realized that, it was like a weight came off my shoulders because I saw the problem wasn't food. It wasn't my arms. It was the way I was using food. When I hit that point, I didn't have a step-by-step plan yet, but I did know this. I couldn't keep living in escape mode. I had to learn how to sit with the stuff that made me so uncomfortable. I'd rather eat, scroll, shop, sleep, or reward myself into oblivion than just feel it. Because here's the truth. I was an expert at distraction, at numbing, at taking the edge off. And yeah, giving up one habit, whether it was wine or food or oversleeping, did solve a few problems. No hangovers, no sugar crash, no waking up bloated or groggy. That was the good part. But here's the bad part. I was still me on the inside, still stressed, still restless, still lonely sometimes. And until I faced that, nothing really changed. That's the kicker no one tells you about fixing habits. You can stop drinking, stop eating sugar, stop snacking after dinner. And sure, you'll feel proud for a minute. But if you don't know how to deal with your actual emotions, you'll just replace it with something else. Netflix binges, endless online shopping, pushing harder at the gym, scrolling Facebook till midnight, same loop, different costume. The turning point for me was realizing the real work wasn't about food at all. It was about learning how to feel. And this is where vulnerability comes in, a word most women secretly hate, right? That if we admit to stress, loneliness, or insecurity, it means we can't handle life. But that's a lie. Vulnerability is the opposite of weakness. It's standing in the middle of your mess, feeling the anger and boredom and inadequacy, and not running from it. That's the work. Not another clean eating plan, not another gym challenge. Learning how to face what's actually there without numbing it. Here's the hard truth. The thing we least want to be present with is ourselves, our own feelings. That's why numbing is so sneaky. It's our unconscious search for anything that will take the edge off without actually solving what's underneath. This is why learning how to coach yourself to see your own think, feel, act cycle is a total superpower, because numbing with food isn't some special willpower problem. It's not even about the food. It's just one more way your brain tries to protect you from discomfort. Whether it's wine, cookies, or scrolling Amazon at midnight, it's all the same pattern. And here's the kicker nobody ever teaches us. Negative emotions are not an emergency. Stress, boredom, loneliness, they don't mean something's broken. They're just part of the human package. But because no one ever sat us down and said, hey, this is what it feels like to be human. This is what it feels like to have a body. We end up thinking, oh no, I feel restless. I better fix it with food. So two things I need you to remember. One, everybody numbs. You're not broken if you do it. You're human. That realization alone can peel off so much shame. And two, the only time it becomes a problem is when you use food or wine or shopping or work as a repeated escape hatch and you don't walk away actually feeling better. Because here's what happens when you do that. You're ignoring your body's signals. You're bypassing hunger, fullness, and satisfaction, and turning food into anesthesia. And that's why so many women are stuck with soft arms and stubborn weight. It's not about discipline or carbs. It's about the fact that they're tuned out of their own body. They've numbed themselves so often, they can't even recognize the difference between true hunger and emotional hunger. That's the problem. And until you solve for that, no amount of meal plans or workouts will fix it. Here's the question I always come back to. Do you actually like the results you're getting? Because let's be real, grabbing food to take the edge off feels like a solution in the moment. What is it really giving you? A tighter waistband, stubborn weight, that morning after shame spiral where you swear you'll start fresh Monday for the 47th time. Maybe it's exhaustion from sugar crashes or feeling disconnected from your family because you're checked out in front of the pantry instead of present at the table. That's not relief. That's just trading one problem for a new set of problems. This is what I call problem stalling instead of problem solving. Numbing never solves the stress, the loneliness, or the frustration. It just covers it up with food. And usually it leaves you with a bonus prize, weight gain, guilt, and a total disconnect from your own body's signals. And here's the trap. We think numbing makes us feel better. The cookie, the wine, the late night scroll, it seems like a quick fix, but in reality, it's a catch-22. The original issue is still there, waiting for you in the morning. And now you've got bloating, regret, and zero trust in yourself stacked on top. It's the ultimate lose. And this is the very reason so many women can't get toned, no matter how many workouts they log, because they're trying to solve an emotional problem with food instead of learning how to hear what their body actually needs. There are two big red flags that what you're doing is actually numbing, not living. First, do you habitually feel like you need to escape yourself? Do you catch that thought, I just want to turn my brain off. I don't want to think anymore. I hear women say, well, I just have an overactive mind. But here's the truth. If all those thoughts were positive, I'm strong, I'm proud, I'm doing amazing, you wouldn't want to escape them. What you really mean is you've got a lot of negative thoughts, and those are creating negative emotions. And instead of dealing with them, you're trying to hit mute. Now, second, does your urge feel urgent? I need that snack now. I need that wine now. And when you get it, it disappears fast. And suddenly you're back for more. That speed, that urgency, that's not pleasure. That's numbing. Because one cookie, one glass, one episode never flips the switch. It takes more, always more. Now, here's where the split happens. A woman who's numbing blows right past those red flags. She piles food on top of stress and tells herself she deserves it. But a naturally toned woman, she recognizes the signal. She notices the thought spiral, the urgency, and she pauses. Instead of running from her body, she tunes into it. She asks, am I actually hungry? Or am I just restless, lonely, stressed? And because she doesn't fear those answers, she doesn't need to eat them away. That's the difference. One woman disconnects from her body, the other leans in. One stalls her problems, the other actually solves them. So the next time you feel that urgency or that pull to escape, remember, it's not just a craving. It's your body waving a giant flag saying, pay attention, I need you here. Here's the trap most women fall into. You spend all your energy obsessing over the behavior you want to change. I've got to stop snacking at night. I've got to eat cleaner. I've got to get more willpower. And when you laser focus only on the behavior, you miss the bigger question. Why is this my go-to in the first place? That's what kept me stuck for years. I was micromanaging the what, the food, the workouts, the scale, while completely ignoring the why. And the why is everything. Because here's the truth. Every time you reach for food when you're not hungry, your body is trying to tell you something. Maybe it's I'm lonely, I need connection. Maybe It's, I'm anxious, I need reassurance. Maybe it's, I'm angry, I need a release. Or I'm afraid, I need courage. Those are real messages, but you'll never hear them if you're numbing. When you buffer with food, you're drowning out your own body's voice. And until you stop numbing, you cannot tune into the signals that naturally toned women rely on every day. Signals like hunger, fullness, and satisfaction. So here's your homework this week. The next time you feel that pull to grab food, pour a drink, or distract yourself, pause and ask, what do I really need right now? What's the underlying message of this urge? Two questions can change everything because they take you out of problem stalling and put you on the path of problem solving. They're the beginning of learning how to eat, move, and live like a naturally toned woman. And if this is clicking for you, you'll want to check out my brand new course, How to Eat Like a Naturally Toned Woman. It's where I teach you exactly how to break the numbing cycle, rebuild trust with your body, and finally start listening to the signals that create lasting results. So I'll link to it in the show notes. All right, I'll see you all next week.
Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to Sculpted Arms together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode.